Good morning and welcome to Paul's 5-Minute Monday Motivation for members of the MSP Marketing Edge. So it's the 28th of April 2025. I want to talk today about what kind of LinkedIn account is right for you. So you'll know from looking in the portal that LinkedIn is a really important part of our three-step system, especially the first part where we're helping you to build audiences. We suggest you make new LinkedIn connections on a regular basis and then you farm those connections, you take the details out and you add those into your CRM and all the information on how to do that, it's there in the portal. If you look for build relationships on the homepage of the portal. And one of the most common questions that we get is what kind of LinkedIn account do you need in order to grow your MSP? So should you stick with the free version or should you use Sales Navigator or something else? And a lot of MSP owners do feel completely overwhelmed by LinkedIn. A lot of members do. So if you're in this position, chill, it's cool, you're amongst friends, everyone feels exactly the same. So there are kind of three main accounts for you to look at. You've obviously got the free account, the free traditional classic LinkedIn account, and this has been around for, 20 years? LinkedIn have been around about that long, maybe not quite as long as that, but that's the one we all traditionally start with. And a free account up till about 2 years ago was pretty much good enough. But LinkedIn, being part of Microsoft, is chasing the MRR, and who can blame them, right? They do provide a great service. As much as they're making money from advertising, they're not making that much money from advertising. So who can blame them for trying to get more money out of you? So increasingly, they have been lowering the things that you can do with a free account. So if you just have, you just want a basic presence on LinkedIn and you just want to be there, then the free account is right. And I will just give you a quick rundown of what's in all the different accounts in a second. There is also then a premium account, which has, as you would expect, it unlocks some things that you can do. And then, of course, there's Sales Navigator. And I know there are other plans and the stuff around recruitment and jobs and stuff, but we're looking at using LinkedIn just for marketing. So with the free account, you can get your profile set up. You can post content with no restrictions. You can engage with other people's posts without restrictions. And of course, you can do a basic search for people. And then you can send a number of connection requests per week. Now, that number depends on a number of factors. Some places it's because we don't know. We're all of us trying to, all of us marketing people are trying to figure out what's going on with LinkedIn. But it's, some people believe it's around about 100 connection requests per week. From what I've seen, that depends on how active you are, on how much you contribute to LinkedIn. If you're not active, you don't contribute much, then it sort of caps lower than 100 connection requests. You certainly have a limited number of searches available to you with a free account, and you can't really see that many people who've viewed your profile. And that's why increasingly more and more people, and especially our members, are upgrading to a premium LinkedIn account. So there you can optimize your profile with more features. There's an unlimited search with no cap for the sort of looking for people. You can view all profiles, including people you're not actually connected to. It's like third degree connections. Actually, I think you can only see third degree connections, not necessarily people you're connected to if they've blocked that. You get some in-mail credits per month to message people that you're not connected with. I think it's about 15 credits. And you can see who's viewed your profile over the last 90 days. And that can be quite handy, particularly if it's a weekly thing for you to go and check and see who's looked at your system. So that's the premium account. And then you've got Sales Navigator, where you get much more advanced search filters, so you can really pinpoint your ideal clients. You can save leads and create lead lists. I'm not convinced that that's actually useful functionality within LinkedIn, but it's there. You've obviously got more emails, up to 50 emails a month, and you can even get alerts when your saved leads post content. So, I think the way I look at it is if you're just getting started, if you're not really maxing LinkedIn, you're in an early stage of your marketing and you're just posting content, you're just growing your network very slowly using our system, then the free plan is probably fine for you. But if you want to be more proactive, more aggressive, you want to see who's checking out your profile, you want to have more searches, you want to connect to people faster, then premium business is probably right for you. And then the final plan, Sales Navigator, is only really for the people who are really, really serious about really hitting LinkedIn hard. So I hope that's been useful for you. If you want to discuss this with me one-to-one, I do a drop-in marketing clinic most Tuesdays and Thursdays. You can see the next times if you go into the portal, portal.mspmarketingedge.com/clinic. I'll see you next Monday and have a very profitable week in your MSP.